If you want to start a preschool using the Reggio Emilia approach, listen to today's Preschool All-Stars story. Monique Reycosa started in the ECE field 26 years ago and worked her way from an aide to a director. But after being let go from her director position because of COVID, she decided it was time to branch out on her own and create a program that was right for her. Listen in to discover how you can create a child-led Reggio Emilia preschool, too. As mothers who need to add money to the family budget, we thought we only had two options. Get a job and put our kids in daycare, or start a home daycare. But what if there was a third option, a better way that would allow you to create a consistent income and make a difference in children's lives while still staying home with your kids? I'm Joy Anderson, and this is the Preschool All-Stars Podcast, where I'm going to share exactly how myself and thousands of other moms have created successful preschools so you can do the same. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Preschool All-Stars Podcast. I'm Bethany Johnson, and I'm joined today by Monique Reycosa. How are you doing today, Monique?
Wonderful. Thank you, Bethany, for having me.
Of course, I can't wait to hear what you have going on. But first, can you fill us in on what was going on before you decided to start your preschool journey?
Okay, well, I've been working in the field of early childhood education for the last 26 years. Started out as an aide, moved up to a teacher, all the way up into a director. So my last 8 years, I was a center director for various preschools. And I've always loved teaching. And so I thought, you know, being a director, you kind of get the best of both worlds because you're in the classroom as well, helping out teachers. And then you also do the administrative side by enrollment and all that. So I really loved what I do. With my last job, I did lose my last job in February. With COVID this past year, it has affected a lot of people as far as staffing wise as well, too. And it has always been a lifelong dream to open my own school. And so I figured what better time to do it is to work on it now. So this is where I am. I saw Joy's ad on Facebook. It kept like coming up every time. And I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. It's a free book. Might as well read it. And so I ordered it and I read the book within 2 days and I was hooked. So I finally started my school. I got licensed. I'm doing a local school. I was originally going to do online first, but I my heart was always local. So opened September 7th of this year. So.
Oh, yay. Okay. So you're still pretty new.
Yes.
So, okay. And had you like set up everything for online and then you're like, no, I need to do local.
Exactly. I did. Okay. I had backdrop, everything. It was all set up. I love it still, but
What was it that made you push to go in the other direction?
Because every time I thought about doing the online, I am a little camera shy, believe it or not. I do photography on the side. It's usually behind the camera, not on the camera. And so, you know, just even doing lives, I was afraid of. So I think maybe something now in the future is something I might want to add to my program, because if you reach more than one student, why not? You can go worldwide. So I was like, that's pretty awesome. I've been inspired by a lot of our All-Star sisters, and it's just so amazing at what everybody's doing now and how Joy inspired us all.
I know, man. I hear it's so funny. We all like found Joy from like a Facebook ad, and we all had that same trepidation, like, that sounds too good to be true. And then we're like, well, what can we lose? You know, we get a free book, you know, and then we all read it in 2 days, and then we were all like, yes, we're going to do it. It's like,
we're all excited and we're all cheering each other on. The sisterhood that we've had for this past couple months that I've joined has just been nothing but great and positive things. You know, you could have a down day, but you're just like, let me go log on to the All-Star page and just get uplifted instantly. And it's just so awesome how everybody shares. It's a group I've been looking for all my life, I think.
Yes, totally. Oh my gosh. I totally get that. I have never actually done a live in the group, and I've like thought about it. Like lately I'm like, man, I talk to all these ladies and they're so brave and they're all talking about how they're so nervous to do a live. And I'm like, just do it, just do it. And then I'm like, but I've never done a live. So I feel like I need to step up and practice what I preach and do a live, but I still haven't actually done it. But every time I see one of the ladies go live, I'm like, oh, I'm like, yay, I need to work myself up to do that. Yeah. Okay. So tell me about starting out and where you're at now.
Okay, so the whole planning phase, like I said, started in March, and then April I joined the All Stars. So I've been actually planning on opening my own school within the last year.
Okay.
This was prior to COVID happening. And so everything more so now was like to get the everything written down and all the policies, procedures, the handbooks, you know, parent handbooks, employee handbooks and stuff like that. And we were going to originally open up, when I say we, it's me and my best friend. We did a partnership together.
Do
this, and it's so awesome. And so we decided to do a local preschool, start out in a home, and then eventually, hopefully, you know, within the next 2 years, we'll open a center-based.
Okay.
But the plan for now is to open up, since we opened up this one, in next year, we're opening up another local preschool through a home.
And okay. That's
what we are. We're a large family childcare licensed facility. We run it as a preschool. And we
Who's
do
home?
Care. Huh?
Who's home?
Mine.
Your home. So, okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
And how many kids can you have at one time?
14 at the max, with the license, a large license. Since I have the educational background, I have a bachelor's in child development. And then also with the experience, they were able to open, give us a large license right away.
Oh,
without,
nice.
Without having at least a year open in a home. So it was really nice.
Cool. Where are you located?
Miramar, which is San Diego, California.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. Okay, cool. And you said it went pretty smoothly getting the license and everything?
Yes, it's just the waiting game. I think what was nice is that since I've been in the field, I know a lot of the analysts and I've been around, and it's like, as long as you had all the paperwork done correctly, there was no like any flags or anything that you had to wait for longer, because if you have to do corrective measures and also like fix things, then it's going to delay the process of getting licensed.
Yeah.
So once we submitted that application, it happened like fast within 30 days. It was really nice.
That's awesome. So, I know around me, they're like desperate for like programs like this, especially in home. They're like, wow. When they come and see, they're like, wait, so you do 2 half-day classes. They're like seeing that out of a home is like blowing their minds. And they're like, my first time she came in, she's like, so would you want to go to a large group instead of family group? And I'm like, no, not right now. I'm just trying to get licensed for 6. I'm like, but they like want that. They're like, these are the kind of programs we need. Cause everyone's like, our older care providers are, I guess once they put everything online and made all the licensing stuff online, a lot of the older ladies who used to run family cares like stopped being licensed. So they're like wanting people to open more licensed things.
And with COVID as well, a lot of parents feel more comfortable in a smaller environment.
Right.
I love that fact that when we do tours, that we can say, you know, we are COVID-19 friendly. We don't allow inside visitors. Mm-hmm. And parents drop off at the door. Mm-hmm. We use an app called Brightwheel, which I absolutely love.
I use that too. I love Brightwheel.
Yeah, I'm an ambassador, so I love it.
Oh, nice.
All the parents enjoy it. They rave about it. And I think that was also a selling point too. So I really think that when you lay out the business, when you have that time to write down first what your mission is, what your goals are, and what do you want to achieve, everything starts to fall in place. Once you get licensed, everything gets in order. I didn't actually post a founding family script at all.
Nice.
You know, I didn't mark it at all until like 2 weeks before.
Oh, wow.
Only because I don't know what it is, but I think that... it's like a secret. I don't know. I kind of kept it a secret. I told Joy this on another interview. When people find out about you, it's a lot of word of mouth. Cause I did a lot of flyers around town, not one of the calls from those flyers at all. Mm. So it was more of the Facebook, pages, you know, like provider groups, parent group, mom groups.
Yeah.
That's where all my revenue came from and all the prospective families, which is amazing because it's like, kind of like you got to handpick your families, or actually they chose you. So it was really amazing to, you know, establish those relationships right off hand when you do the tours. So all the tours that I did, you know, they all enrolled. Some of them didn't leave without enrolling. So, which is so nice. Like, no, it's so crazy. It's so hard to find good providers. It's so hard to find quality programs. And so they just jump on it really quick. So I just think it's so important just to be transparent, be yourself. And, you know, that just goes a long way, and be honest.
Absolutely. And yeah, these small groups, like that's what it's so, parents want that. They're looking for that so much nowadays. And when they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, they're like, oh, this is, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is great. Just what we need, you know, like a small atmosphere, especially for all the pandemic kids who've never been, you know, to preschool. And they're, she's like, he doesn't do well with kids. He like doesn't, you know, freaks out when we go out, you know, big places. And I'm like, well, he doesn't have to learn a big building here. He just walks into the garage and there's only, you know, 7 people. He, you know, it's just such a great environment for these kids who haven't gotten the chance to go anywhere in the past year and a half.
And just how small and intimate the groups are is just so important. You get more one-on-one individual attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Than that I never had that in a large center, you know?
Right.
And so it's just been so nice. And that's what spurred, you know, the idea of opening up another local school that my best friend would probably most likely be at that location.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome. So,
and yeah.
Goal. I mean, I just love it. I think being in this field, you see the good things, the bad things, and the things that you like, and you just gather all the good things that you take from different programs and you assimilate into your own and your own beliefs and what you want to do and see how these children grow. It's so amazing to witness it all.
It is. It's so cool to, I wish that every teacher could get this experience to be able to like have a small group setting and teach the way they want to teach and like watch that growth without having all these other people who aren't involved in your classroom, like telling you what to do. Cause it's such a different teaching experience. And it's so much more fulfilling, like actually being able to give these kids what they need instead of what someone who works in an office 1,000 miles away thinks they need, you know?
And I want to be honest, I actually saw your video first that I watched and you have inspired me. I was like, this is so amazing. And now to see full circle how you have a child now and you get to be home with your child. So it's so amazing.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about your program now. What is it? Do you have a niche?
So I really love the Reggio Emilia, which is a play-based program. Okay. I really love that. And then I've worked at a Montessori school in the past, so I do love some of the Montessori practices. Mm-hmm. I really feel like there's no one way that's correct to be or the best. And I really just feel like since I really love the way that those approaches go hand in hand, I like assimilate that into my program. And so basically the environment is a learning environment and what materials you put into the classroom and what the children can, you know, actually experience and touch and feel and through their senses and everything is so important because that's how they learn about the world around them. You know, there's not one of us that are the same. We all learn differently. And I think that is just why not tap in all of those different learning ways. And so that's what we do at our school, even early on as infants and toddlers, because my friend, her forte is infants and tods. I mean, although I do love hugging and, you know, like playing
with babies. Yeah.
I just really love the preschool age where they're at that point where they're making sense of their world by like what they're learning and what they're hearing and what they're seeing and how they're making those connections in their brain and how things work. So it's so amazing. So that's exactly what I think that being in a multi-age classroom is awesome because the younger ones do learn a lot from the older ones as well. Yeah. And then the older ones have this, it's so neat to see this empathy that they have for the younger ones to teach.
Mm-hmm. To see that leadership that they get from
it. It's so amazing. I mean, it's a win-win. There's no wrong way of teaching. And like I said, I've said before that it doesn't take someone with experience to learn this. You don't have to have experience to be a teacher. You just have to have a love and a desire to want to make a difference in a child's life and a family's life. And so you can totally learn all this stuff too. Mm-hmm. What great way that, and such rich knowledge that we have now that I didn't have 26 years ago. I mean, I went into this field when I was 18 years old. I'm 44 now. So it's been a long time. I was a young mom. And so I decided, you know, I've always wanted to be a teacher. And when I went into the early child education field, I felt like I was actually learning how to be a better parent. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty awesome that these courses turned into like a parenting classes to me as well. So I just think that we can also share that knowledge with parents because instead of them thinking it's daycare all day or they're just playing, there's so much more meaning behind all of it. So
yeah, it's funny to say that because I've been reading all these like how to talk so kids will listen and like all these parenting books. And they have, and because, you know, my baby's only 7 months now, he's not talking back yet, but I want to like train myself to talk to him that way. So it's second nature.
Talking, and talking about everything you're doing, whether you're doing a change or they're learning, they're senses, and it's just so amazing to
see. And it's made me such a better teacher. Like, I'm trying to be a better parent, but now I'm implementing the way, like speaking this way to all my students. And it's like, wow, this is like life-changing just to be able to, implement all these things and feel like I'm getting better at my craft. And like, this is making me a better parent, and being a parent is making me a better teacher. And they just go together so well. And being able to, you know, those two things coincide, because normally, you know, working at most jobs, you wouldn't say this job makes me a better parent. You know, like I haven't had a lot of jobs that I feel would make me a better parent. And this really does, because I can practice how I want to talk to my kid. I'm implementing it with all these kids and I'm seeing the difference and I'm seeing what works and I'm seeing how they respond. And I'm just hoping, I mean, he hasn't been able to respond to anything yet, but I'm hoping that once I'm trained myself to be able to talk this way, then it'll come naturally with him. And I love that having a job that makes me be a better parent. That's like everything I want.
Exactly. And also it's so nice to even be the observant as a teacher and just listening to those interactions that the children are having among each other. I've had a child, I want to say maybe two children now, that had speech language development delays. And so, you know, the parent was like, you know, I paid so much money just for speech therapy and it didn't work. And I'm just like, well, you know what, every child, we have to see where they are and what we can do as a provider to help them, you know, get to where they need to be. And it's just so amazing that, you know, I was able to relate. I go, my son was in speech when he was little and, you know, he did go to preschool and he had speech therapy, but I, as a parent, I also looked into resources online, like what can I do to help my child? And so I said, you know what, let me try. I go, let me see what I can do. And literally, I'm not kidding you, within 2 weeks, he's full on sentences.
Wow.
He's just moving one words here and there. And he just turned four. And now it's just that language. It's what you ask, how you ask them. It's not what you ask, it's how you ask and how we talk to them. You're asking open-ended questions, getting the language to talk, to develop. So it's so amazing. And it's just so rewarding to hear and to see that, like I said, when you listen to those interactions that the children have, that you hear them reciting songs you've taught them, or just the interactive play that you're doing with them and being very present is so important.
Yes, absolutely.
Children teach us how to live in the present, which I love. I think that's why I never got tired of teaching. You know, it's never a job. It's when you love something, it's never a job. And so it's so neat that every day is a new day, and you just get the chance to be a part of their life every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful. So
yeah, totally. I had one parent be like, she loves preschool so much. And I'm seeing, so, you know, she's riding a tricycle now and she's playing pretend and she never played pretend before. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like playing pretend, what a, like, you know, like a silly thing to be like, yay. But like, that's so cool that they weren't able, you know, their brain wasn't quite there yet to be able to make up these things. And now they're doing it on their own and at home with their siblings. And like, we know how important pretend play is for, you know, for kids and their social skills and everything. And like, that's just so cool. It's so cool that we can be a part of that and we can facilitate that and change these kids' lives.
Definitely. And it's so neat to even see children that I've taught, gosh, over two decades. I feel old, but you know, I'm like, I potty trained you. They remember you by first. Yeah. Monique, I remember you. So it's so neat that, you know, they become part of your, you know, a life, your life. So it's so neat. And when they see you outside of school, they live at school most of the time.
Oh
right?
My gosh. Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, you actually go to the store. They get so excited. And so like I said, it's just so amazing. And it's amazing to be a part of something that's, I feel that is sometimes underrepresented. And, you know, a lot of careers, I really feel that teachers are just as important as nurses.
Oh, yeah.
And doctors, and, you know, we're doing a lot of service for our families and our children, and they're our future. So I wouldn't have it any other way.
And these are like the most formative years of their lives. So like being a part of these early years is being a part of their whole lives, because you're there to help mold them into, you know, the person that they're going to become, which is like the coolest thing ever.
I know. And I think that's why I got stuck in the early child education. I never wanted to go further, because I feel like if I create those foundations now, how much greater it's going to be for their advantage later on in their adulthood life, or even in their elementary, high school years. And, you know, there's just so much benefits, you know, whether it's decision-making with peers and just stuff like that. I mean, it's so unnoticed now that you definitely make a difference. And I think it's coming more in the modern world, that how the early child education, and a lot of the families I've interviewed, or that they've interviewed me when they come and do the tours, They are very ahead. Things that I would have never known. Like they have their checklists, their questionnaires, and everything, which is great. You know, I think that's great. You know, especially when you're deciding, you know, making the deciding factor which provider that you want to go with. You know, and why. And it's just, it's so important. So
absolutely.
Everyone knows more now because of the internet and the social media.
It's amazing. Yeah. Totally. And the research, there's so much more research now about how kids play and how kids learn that if we just
the resources take that are available to us, even
exactly, you know, exactly.
Just backs up everything that we're doing. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm still going to school right now. I'll be done with my master's next year, finally.
Ooh, congratulations.
I would like to teach some child development courses at the local child, not elementary school, sorry, the local community colleges. So
that's awesome. Yes. Get it, girl. Awesome. Professor Monique, love it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So let's see, let's go back to your program. What are the hours that you guys do?
We're open 6:30 to 6. We do have military families, but to be honest with you, we only have children from 7:30, between 7:30, and they leave by 5, they're all gone usually.
Okay, so you have like full day.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, is it only 3 to 5 year olds?
No. So we have infants. So the younger infants that we do have right now, they're all around 12 months to 15 months.
Okay. And
then after that is 2 years old to 4 years old right now.
Okay. And it's you and your friend who you partner with?
Yes. So she has the younger ones. She does the circle times, all the activities and art and stuff with her children.
Okay.
And younger age group. And then I do the preschool age group. And then we do that stuff as well. And then we do our meals together. We do our outside time together. It's so neat to see that. I love it. The older children's like, I'm like a big brother. This is like my little sister. It's so cute to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So how much do you charge? And you, how much do you charge for the full time?
So full time for infant care under 23 months and under is $270 a week. Okay. And then for preschool, it's $260 a week.
Okay. And how did you come up with those prices? Are you kind of like in the middle of big centers and home cares or?
Yeah. So I did the needs and assessment in my area and that area, what the average cost of childcare cost in that area for the home providers and the center based. And we're pretty much around the same as our home care providers.
Okay.
But in January, we are going to increase because the cost of living and just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to probably go from 270 to 300. But there are home cares, home providers that are charging for infant care $550 to $600 a week.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So that research, I was like, oh my gosh, that's like 2 or 3 times what I'm charging.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, no wonder
they're doing it right now, and because there's a shortage of infant care, and it's there's 3-year wait lists. I don't know if it's like that in your area, but it's really bad in San Diego. So I'm like, I need to just open an infant center.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The babies that are all getting born, you know, all the babies from COVID and the ones.
Yeah. And I know infant care is more expensive anyway, because the ratios are a lot less, right?
Yeah. We can't have more than 4. And if you have 4 infants, you know, children under 24 months, you could only have a max of 12. But if you have 3 infants, you could have up to 14. So we decided we'll just do the 4 infants and then have 12, and the ratio is a little smaller. You know, we'll see if, you know, as the children a little, you know, age up a little bit, we might go back to 3. But right now, we're satisfied with the way we are. And we have 16 enrolled because of all the if there's part time, we still charge full time. But we can have like a Tuesday, Thursday child, a half day child, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Friday half days, you know, so.
Okay. So some kids are half
days. Maximize.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. So, nice. So where do you do it out of? What part of your house?
The living room. So the living room was converted into my preschool room. Okay. And it's pretty neat. When I walked in, I literally visualized everything. And then I drew out the sketch and then I put it together. So it's so awesome. The best part. I think that was so fun. You know, going to IKEA and getting the shelves that fit in because it's a small space. So I was like, how am I going to do this to make it look you know, more open. And so I was able to just get the white cubby shelves, you know, not the big ones, but there's actually smaller sizes of the same amount of cubicles.
Okay.
So, really cool. So we have our cubby unit on the entry. When you walk in, it's to the wall. And then we have two more units on the right side. And then we have the easel. We covered our fireplace my idea was I want to have a magnetic chalkboard so I can use for circle time. And then I could take it off if they want to use for chalkboard or, you know, drawing and stuff like that, even magnets, you know. And so that's what I did with that. And then we covered the bottom part with, we built it with the plywood, with like a thicker wood. And then we carpeted that area so that it has like a little edge where the kids could actually sit on it. They can be like a little stage. So it's so cute. And we bought a lot of our furniture too, also on Amazon, which is so neat. So our color scheme is like white. It's like a modern farmhouse style. So it's white, blacks and grays and pops of color everywhere.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not overstimulating, not too boring.
Yeah, totally.
So it's pretty awesome.
So how is your life different now than it was a year ago?
Oh my goodness. I wake up and it's such a different feeling because it's your own. And I feel that it's like full circle that this is where I'm meant to be right now, even though I have all these other new dreams and aspirations to do. But right now, it just feels so good to be your own boss and to, you know, work, wake up and do something for yourself. When you invest in yourself, you're investing in so many different things, you know. It helps you mentally, so, you know, psychologically, just so many things. And you're able to also empower yourself and empower others. And if you can do it, others can do it as well. So it's so different. And I just love it. It's very fulfilling. I wake up every morning, I do this whole thing. I listen to worship music. I thank God every day, you know, and it just resets my mind every morning, you know, and I just love it. Yeah.
Awesome. What's been your biggest roadblock along this journey that you've had to overcome?
I have to think about that. I just think the time, maybe I wish I would have been able to open up sooner, you know, only because it was hard to find a place in San Diego. There's a shortage of rentals too, as well.
Yeah.
There's like 50 other applicants applying for the same place. And so that a lot of the things was time constraint. So yeah, even though I stopped working in February, I couldn't open officially till September. So during February to September, or was March when I signed up for Arsenal, I could have did online up until then. But it was a struggle. Should I go back to work full time? And then, you know, if I did that, I wouldn't be here where I'm at.
Right. Yeah. So,
you know,
had to take that leap of faith.
Yes, exactly. And it's so true. Once you take that leap of faith, you just keep going. You just keep going. What's next? Yeah. What's next? So
yeah, absolutely. It's such a scary step not to, you know, not like when you have that choice, like, can I just go back to what I'm used to, what I'm comfortable with, but not happy with it? But is that better? Because who knows, the other path is unknown and this path is unknown. I know I don't like it. I know it's not where I need to be, but it's better than the unknown. And we have like,
the
scariest. So scary.
It is so true. But once you jump, and you take that leap and you actually do it, everything starts to fall in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how have the preschool all-stars helped you along the way?
Oh my gosh. They have motivated me, uplifted me. I love all the support group things that we have, like Support Saturday, Tech Tuesday. The women that we have are very knowledgeable. And they all have their different, you know, niches and what they love to do. And it's just so neat to learn from others. You know, we think that we know it, we got it down sometimes, you know, but honestly, we can't do this alone. There's always something every day that we can learn. And I think that when we're on that group, it's just such a great sisterhood that I've actually developed friendships. And it's so awesome. It's so awesome.
Yeah. I actually got to meet one in the wild last week.
We did
a event. Me and Miranda did an event together.
I love Miranda.
Yeah. We did a Halloween trunk or treat event with both of our preschools and it was so cool.
That is so awesome. It's so amazing to see the things that she's doing as well. Mm-hmm. It's just so awesome.
Yeah. She's doing
such cool stuff. Connecting with sisters. It just fires you up and inspires you even more. And it's just like, oh, that's such a great idea. And no one even like Oh, you're stealing my ideas. Not at all. It's everyone's,
Yeah,
you know,
we're all there to share it. Yeah.
And
we need
I
to get together
that.
One big like all-stars meetup one day.
Yeah. Joy may do it. She should do a
conference. Come on. Oh, we need to, what's your new project, Joy? I know you're a little bit busy with your new house and everything.
Love but, it. Oh, I cannot wait. Yeah. One day we will.
So what is your piece of advice for any ladies who are where you were a year ago, not knowing what's going to happen, kind of afraid of the unknown, going back and forth? What would you say to them to give them some encouragement?
What I would say is the time is now. They always think, you know, we always think sometimes, you know what, wait, let me get a job right now. So then that way I can save enough money to do what I need to do to in order to open your own school. But Joy lays it out that there's so many different ways you can start online and keep your job in the meantime. And while you save up, if that's the case. But I just say jump in full on and don't look back. Just keep going. Just face your fear head on, because if you don't, then you never know what could have happened, you know?
So. Yes, absolutely. Awesome.
Thank you for having me, Bethany.
Thank you so much for talking to me. You got so much going on and it's so exciting and I'm so happy for you. And I can't wait to hear about your next steps. Maybe the center would be the next step. Is that your thought?
Yep. That's the plan.
The dream.
The plan is to buy a property to build a dream school, or even have an existing property to do that. I think that would be so awesome. And
perfect.
Never limit yourself, you know?
Yes. You're going to make it happen.
Now, definitely. Have a good
awesome.
One.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to have a success story just like that one, I invite you to join our Preschool All-Stars. It's my exclusive membership community where you'll get mentorship from me with weekly Q&A lives, support and guidance and friendship from hundreds of women on the exact same journey as you, starting, running, and growing their preschools, and my exclusive access to Preschool University, every training and done-for-you file that you'll need for every milestone on your journey to help you start, run, and grow your preschool. We've all been there, and we've got the exact same steps that you need to go through, but we do it all very quickly so that you don't have to waste time or money doing the wrong things at the wrong time. We'd love for you to join our Preschool All-Stars membership. Just go to preschoolallstars.com or click the link in the description to immediately jump into Preschool All-Stars. Again, go to preschoolallstars.com and we'll see you there.